Our Father and our God, we want to thank you very much because you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. We thank you for your grace that started the meetings with us and your grace that brought us to this point. Dear Father, we can see the enemy fighting tooth and nail, but according to your word, and he prevailed not. That has been the story from the beginning, and it will continue to the end. The prophet said that, according to the scripture, said that the gates of hell will fight, but it will not prevail. We thank you very much. We thank you for the worship service. We want to commit this preaching of your word for this last main service into your hand. We pray that you help your servant and help every one of us. Lord, give us an Holy Ghost atmosphere one more time and release your blessings unto us. Every yoke of the enemy, may you paralyze them, Lord. Stand for every one of us. That at the end of it, our hearts will really be full of joy and our mouths will be full of testimonies. Thank you, gracious Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. God bless you. As we apologize for the delay in starting this evening service. Still the devil fighting. There is light that entered the compound. Light entered the compound. But the explosion that happened yesterday affected some connections to this chapel. And that's why maybe some of the ACs or all the ACs, I don't know, they are not working because I just feel hot. I'm not sure they are working. But as long as the light is showing, and these systems are working, we endure the heat so that we can escape the hotter place. The Lord bless you richly. For this closing service, we'll be having a precious pastor that escaped from from the coffee, demonology of coffee, whatever it is. We'll be having him to take this evening service. That is in person of Pastor Israel James Oyedepo from Kaduna.
James.
God bless you. As we take reach out and touch the Lord as he passes
by.
Not too busy. I have found it's not too busy. My has cried. Oh, it's passing by this moment. Oh, my. Yeah.
ara mi.
The King of the Saints. We thank you for this golden opportunity and wonderful privilege you have given to us in this place this year again to be among those that will be here worshiping you in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
We thank you since the convention started, you have been blessing us.
Hallelujah.
Washing us, instructing us,
Amen.
Teaching us wonderful things. Amen. We just appreciate you.
Amen.
We thank you because we know you that you have started it, you will surely finish it.
Amen.
You don't do a halfway job.
Oh, you
don't even make a halfway Christian.
Amen.
Neither do you make a halfway believer. We want to thank you for that.
Amen.
And for the courage you are giving to us.
Amen.
By the preaching of your word.
Amen.
The assurance you are giving to us.
Amen.
By this word to know who we are.
Oh,
and
hallelujah.
What you have raised us for.
Amen.
We want to appreciate you.
Amen.
We are not just here as a frustrated person.
Uh-oh.
We know what we are.
Amen.
Our own economy is not based on Nigeria economy.
God.
Our own living is not based on Nigeria's standard.
Oh,
we are delegates of your kingdom.
Man.
And that is it. We live by the rules and regulation of your kingdom.
Man.
We live, oh God, by the economy of that kingdom.
Man.
We live by the lifestyle of that kingdom. Therefore,
Man.
We are so thankful, Father.
Hallelujah.
And that's why when we see people hungry and thirsting for righteousness, we know, oh God, protests or any other thing can stop them, because nothing can stop fellowship. No matter how they try, they couldn't do it in the first church, oh God, neither can they do it in the Omega church. Therefore, we are so thankful that we are witnessing what we are witnessing in a simple way, preparing us for your soon coming. Therefore, we are here tonight again. Lord, I have nothing to give to these people I was just thinking, what will I say? I search this, I search that. But it is you that speak to your people. Oh. Come and take me out of the way. Man. And speak to them such as you want. Man. In the name of Jesus Christ. Man. We thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful ministers. Those you have used, we bless you for them. They have laid the foundation. And a wonderful time we had this afternoon. And we are here now for you. You are the cranny. Man. You are the one that hand anything. Therefore, come and help us. Man. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for everyone. Man. Once again, if there has been anybody who has been doubting or still wobbling in their faith, may you help them tonight.
Man.
Because we know you have healed every disease.
Man.
You have cast out demons.
Man.
You have wrought deliverances.
Man.
You have done so many wonderful things in our Man. Midst. We Man. Can feel it and we know it is true.
Man.
Therefore, Father, come again and do the mop up.
Man.
Because that's exactly what it is in a military term. When all the bullets have been thrown in, there will be a time of mopping up. And may you come and do a mop-up operation in the life of your people tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
We appreciate you.
Amen.
I thank you, O God, for our precious pastor here.
Oh,
we are so happy to see him
Man.
Standing,
Man.
Knowing that people have been praying in
oh,
various
Man.
Places.
Man.
And you have promised us that when we pray, you will answer.
Hallelujah.
Because we know that our God always answers prayer.
Amen.
He never fails.
Amen.
He said when we pray, we shall believe.
Amen.
And we will have answer to our request.
Amen.
And we thank you for seeing him
Amen.
Being in this convention.
Amen.
And whatever remains, you will perfect it, Lord,
Amen.
For your own glory in Amen. The name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We thank you also for the associate. As oh. somebody has said, we rather praise a man when he's alive than to be throwing flour whenever anything happens. We just thank you for him.
I'll thank you.
And may you bless him.
Man.
May you continue to fight his battle.
Man.
I know all the guns of the enemy is against him.
Man.
But we have one assurance.
Oh.
They can never prevail.
Man.
You will see him through. And he will triumph over every one of them.
Man.
Thank you once again.
Hallelujah.
Bless everyone here.
Man.
Bless all the congregation.
Man.
Bless, oh God, the ministers that are behind me who are supporting one way or the other.
Man.
May you bless them in return.
Hallelujah.
Because whatever success we are having here is the success of everyone.
Man.
Therefore, in a race, few people may have to run the race, but others will support by cheering them off.
Man.
And at the end, victory will be to you
Man.
And to your team.
Man.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
We bless you, Lord.
Man.
In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed.
Man.
Hallelujah.
Man.
Let's be seated for a while. God bless you all in Jesus' name. I want to thank the Lord for the opportunity that he has granted unto me to be in this convention this year. As you have heard, you know, people always say Kaduna is a special town. And we are actually special. We have a stake in Nigeria. So, but anyhow, you must know that where you have ammunition, you will always want to. There's a spirit that will surround that place. It's just like our people say, when somebody gets charmed,
It
will always want to knock it on the head and want to. I think that is just what it is. But anyhow, we are not citizens of Kaduna. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. And that's why when they are making their own, we don't believe in protest. We do our own protest on our knees. That's why he said our warfare is not carnal, but it's strong to the pulling down of the stronghold. That is our weapon. We don't need to carry a daka or carry gun or carry whatever it is, but we can challenge this nation on our knees, and we will decree and it will stand. You believe that? So God bless you. I want to thank God for the host, Pastor. God bless you, sir. As we said, we are so happy. I'm so happy. I've been wanting to see him, but I couldn't just come just like that. But this is the opportunity. And that was why when I have the slightest opportunity, I run out. I am sorry to beat Nigeria's law. I broke their law, which my prophet said we shouldn't. But I did this on purpose for the glory of God. You know, they said our curfew stopped by 8 a.m.
He said they are one ago major.
But I move 7 something.
One ago
because I wasn't thinking they will relax the curfew. So that was why I wanted to escape. And I thank God where I'm living now. I am so close to road. So I can easily escape.
I want to take
which is I will really thank God. God bless you, brother Sam.
Will
we ever continue to thank God for you? You are such a wonderful person. We
will go and be
carrying flowers when you have been a great supporter. And God will surely bless you. You are not like some people that cannot be trusted. You are a trusted person. So God bless you. And I thank God for all you ministers. And God bless you. I have nothing to say, but they have already preached all the messages. But I was just thinking tonight. I said, if I come here, maybe I will start singing. That's another way of worshiping the Lord.
So,
if I burst into singing, you will agree with me. Something just came on my mind. And I see that if I have to preach that, I may keep you till morning.
Will
you want me to keep you till morning? Okay, so that's why I don't want to preach that.
But
you see, what is in my mind is that we have had wonderful messages. Then what can I say again? Other than to say, these messages we have had, let's leave this convention to go and represent this message. Let people see the beauty of this message. Let people see Jesus Christ in you. In me. This message is so beautiful. Do you know what the prophet called this message? He said it's a rose flower that is sent from heaven. You that you know rose flower is a beautiful flower. Anybody will want to pluck it. But we thank God that so that every cow will not mow it down, God protect it. And that's why I'm sure we are protected. But you know the children of God are beautiful. Why they have the character of Jesus Christ? And what the devil always likes to spoil is good things. When he see anything good, anything beautiful, have you ever thought why you think that the devil wants to rule over the stars of God? But it is not possible. It can never happen. And that is the assurance we have. But he has a desire. He wants to rule over the stars of God. And that's why sometimes he's trying to bring the wrong beauty to us. But there is a beauty of his holiness. And may God help us. So that I don't keep you. So that is what is just coming in my mind. And I want to testify that when I came to this convention this year, I came with catarrh and cough. And my leg was so swollen. And I was respecting it. But like I told Rosam, I said, I will stop respecting it. So I'm wearing my shoe correctly tonight. Because I've been healed. So that's my testimony. God bless you. So tonight, I have so many scriptures, but I will just choose some we will read. Let's open to the book of Acts. Acts of the Holy Spirit in the Apostles. Chapter 4. Verses 17-20. Matthew chapter 5. Verses 14-16. And then Galatians chapter 2. Verse 20. So let me start it in that chronology. Saint Matthew chapter 5. Because we're moving forward from there. Saint Matthew chapter 5. Verses 14-16. Right. You know, God healed my eyes. That's why this Bible, I can read it now. Some years ago, I was using glasses. It will testify to you, it's a small letter Bible. May God heal my eyes. And I'm so thankful to him. Amen. Alright. Verse 14. Say, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and they give a light unto all that are in the house. That's where my emphasis is tonight. All to all. Somebody can see your light and walk in it. Let you see to your light. God bless you. And then the last there. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Acts of the Holy Spirit in the Apostles. I have some other one in the book of Luke and John. And let's commit that one tonight. So let's read Acts of the Holy Spirit. Chapter 4. Amen.
Amen.
Chapter 4 from verse 7 to 20. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of
Nazareth,
whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you all. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, you know, we are not learned. None of us is qualified to preach by the standard of the theology. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them. It's manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it, but that it spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. And Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. What we have seen and heard. And I believe you have heard so many wonderful things in this convention. And you will carry it along with you. Galatians chapter 2. Verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith
of
the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of this precious word. God bless you, brethren. May be seated. We thank the Lord once again for this wonderful atmosphere of holiness, atmosphere of righteousness. Because after all, what is righteousness? It is the word of God. And I want to thank the Lord. We have been hearing the word of God since this thing has started. So the atmosphere is righteous. And I want to thank God for that. So tonight, I thought of something just to speak briefly, and that is representing and reflecting the Messiah. Then how can we represent
Messiah?
Then it must be done on us. That first, who are we? You know the question this early church. They question them by what authority. But I want to tell you tonight that the bride of Jesus Christ, they are the representative in this hour of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe that? That's why Brother Abraham said, don't just disbelieve. Believe it. You are the best people on earth. Not because he said it. It is because God has made it like that. You are a delegate of heaven.
And
do you know what it is for any nation to have embassy in a country? You know, if there are some, we know there are some embassies in this country. If anybody has committed any terrible crime and is supported by any nation from there, if he can get to those embassies that support him, there is nothing Nigeria government can do. And we have our embassy. And you have been told this morning, you see, that's why I look, I say, what do I want to say? Because they have preached the message. But anyhow, maybe along the way, God will speak something to your heart.
You
see, the word is the main thing. And that's why the prophet, you know, told us anything contrary to this word, run away from it. Because it will cause you to be disarmed. This is your ammunition. This is something you can throw to the devil, and the devil will surrender. You know what the prophet said? When you become a Christian and you are loaded with this precious word and you are moving, when the devil meets you, it will slide break. What do you think it will slide break? Because you are carrying weapons. But some of those weapons, you and me, we don't believe it. That is the problem. Can you believe that by his stripe you are healed? That's a great weapon. Robert said, wipe it on the devil and tell him, this is my right. But he will always make you to lose confidence
in
your weapon. It is you that will not agree. You know, when I came, I was looking. You know, he's a good preacher. He was suggesting, you better tell Bro Sam, you won't be able to stand.
Uh, That's why so.
But I'm standing now. Am I not standing?
Okay.
So if you believe him, then he will give you that thing. You know where I learned very much. When my children were coming, one of my children, something happened to him, and he was just sleeping. And I look. We will shake him. Suck, he will not suck. We had to go and buy naan in those days.
Oh, usually
my children, we usually, those of you older generation,
you
are giving them Similac.
Similac.
But at that time, Similac disappeared. So I went and bought naan. And we gave it to this boy. But you know, before then, we had a battle. We went to the hospital. And we complained. This is what we find this boy doing. And they wrote one big disease. One big disease.
Oh, I saw Laka. What break a level?
And when they wrote that disease,
they call level.
They said we should come immediately.
1 year or so, come up
for admission. And I look, I say, God,
wait, what long?
What do I do?
Can you say
something? Said no.
I
told the doctor,
who's off doctor?
This boy is sucking.
Oh, my, you, oh,
so if to say he's not sucking, I would have stayed with him in the hospital. He said, yes, tell your wife. I said, no, I can't permit my wife to come and stay in the hospital. I don't want to lose two people at the same time. Then they wrote on the file, refuse admission. And I went to and I prayed. I say, God, let not the life of this boy depend on the hospital. You know me that pray that. It won't just go like that too. So that was when I went and bought naan. And after I bought naan, the boy started stooling. Somebody that was not eating before is now stooling. Then my wife said, is this the way we will be looking at this boy? And that's where I became weakened. And I look at her. I say, okay. Let not my word stand then. We go back to the hospital. And I want to tell you, brethren, the God that said something, he will keep his word to the letter. Before I do that, I check my pulse. At that time, I didn't have the money required. But I thank God for that. So because of that, I had to go out to look for money. And in the process, somebody said, brother, why do you need to take that child there? Go to 44. They will do the required test. I came back. I told my wife, carry this boy to 44. Do you know what happened? When we got to 44, the doctors look at my wife. I started insulting her. They said, is this your first child?
They
said, no. And you are behaving like this. She has to at least unboot herself. They rub it in. And then they took the child, examined. There's nothing wrong with your child. My wife said, you say what? Nothing is wrong with your child.
The
reason why this boy was sleeping was because you were taking sleeping tablets. So when my wife came back, so all that they just gave her is flagyl. To stop the stooling. And then told my wife, stop your sleeping tablet. This boy will become strong within 2 days. And before you know, this boy became strong. Before then, we had a family nurse that time. And he came home and insulted me. And he said, you love your wife more than your child.
I said,
well, God knows that I do not do that. The main thing is, I cannot lose two people at the same time. I said, you'll be surprised when you will see my boy bouncing.
And today,
the boy is still alive. You see, that's why when I was hearing my brother in the morning, God does not work by our thoughts. He doesn't work by your thoughts. He works according to his own program. And the program of your life belongs to God. So you don't even know what is going to happen the next moment. That's why the best thing is to believe him. The best thing is to trust him. God bless you. Let me go back to my topic. As I said, if God help me, I will finish very soon. So I have plenty of photo. But wherever I get to and God says stop, I will stop. Amen. Do you believe that God is here now? Many people don't know that God is here. The servant of the Lord preached a message. The presence of God unrecognized. What does it mean? God is here. And people cannot see.
Now,
in the days of our prophets, the Pentecostal can feel it. They can feel the pool. But the true seed of God, the healer of God, we are seeing God openly manifested. But the Pentecostal then, what were they doing? Pray, fast, do this, do that. Brother Abraham said, why are they doing that? He said, because they have not yet recognized the awakening of their bride. The bride is already awakened. The bride knows where they are standing. And they must walk in the beauty of his holiness. So that's why it is, well, fasting is part of our belief.
And
when anybody gives you a fast, you don't need to accept it.
If
you are not led to fast. But if your church declare a fast, you must do that. But apart from that, you go to people, they give you fast. You see, that's what I preach 1 year at the convention here. And they carry my name that I preach against deliverance. The whole message is a message of deliverance. How can I preach against deliverance? So when they were talking it among themselves, they started calling my church members. They said, look at your pastor. He's just caging you people. And one minister called me. I said, Pastor, it's Ray James. What did you preach at the convention? I said, like how? He said, they said you preach against deliverance. And I asked a question. Was the person in the convention? He said no. I said, Pastor Martin is a strong man. You cannot just preach something and you will go just like that. When we were preaching, what some people were giving to us? Maybe you don't remember. I stood at the convention and I preach it that my prophet, a cowboy, when one lady asked him to come and pray for her in an hotel, he's never in the message. After I said it, pastor draw me. He said, Pastor, it's James. That thing you said, where is it? I said it's in the court. I went and search. I said, Pastor, I know you. He said, I know where you are getting it from. That is the kind of thing we encounter sometimes. And that's why when anything is contrary, we should denounce it and stay away from it. And when they said that, I said, you can go and find out. Then I told them, I said, well, I condemn some deliverances. I said, do you know what kind of deliverance I condemn? Sons of Sceva's deliverance. Because my prophet condemned it. And Brother Brown said, anything that is against the word of God,
be against it.
I said, because you people that you are talking to me, you never know when you are doing something that is not based on the word of God, what evil it brings upon people. Two of our ministers in Kaduna, they went to Delta State to go and conduct a deliverance. They didn't return. When you are not led to do certain things, and that thing you want to do is not word based, you will be in trouble with Satan. But when God said, go here, don't be afraid, go. Brother Frank said, if God will tell me to go to the graveyard of Abraham Lincoln and wake him up tonight, he said, I will call the whole world and he will come out alive. But all this work where revelation that people are carrying about, it is not in the beauty of his holiness. And that's why today the message has become something that people are just rubbishing. You can hear when somebody was preaching. We have brought Pentecostalism into the message. Pentecostalism. This message is not a Pentecostal message. It is a Pentecostal by experience that believe this message. That Pentecostal denomination, they are gone. They are smelling. They can't stand this. You can't preach one to a Pentecostal baby. Brother Francis said, you turn their belly. But here you are sitting. And you are listening to it because it is meant for you. And the purpose is to dress you and to make you beautiful, to make you a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then Brother Bram said, from a message, the indictment,
63-07-07-M.
Paragraph 183. What the prophet is letting us know. What is the word? The book of John said in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. So the word and God is the same thing. The word and Jesus Christ is the same thing. You believe that? Therefore, in this our age, when people are looking for the Messiah, God has given us a Messiah. And what is that Messiah? It's the Word of God. Rodman said.
All
right. Yes, bring it so that everybody will see. If it is the same with mine, let me see. And on the day of Pentecost, no. Check this.
Is it 183? I think it's 183, not 163.
183.
Apapo bolo ejo ati to telera. Ejo ati eta to telera. O kan ejo ati eta to telera.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, and the word is the Messiah.
No, 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 Messiah, no.
You believe that? Well, the reflection of the word then is what? Because what we are talking about is to be, as you are going from this convention, a representative. Amen. And then a reflector of the message you have heard. If truly you have gone through a revival, because whatever it is, revival is not adding.
Oh yeah, isoji on se pe ka fi kun
jo. This day the revival we have.
Isoji sa wa ni yi.
It's in our homes.
Oh wa ninu
and in our soul.
Ati nu okan wa o.
And that's why no more fire.
Oh, cinema
in our churches. Because everybody coming from home, they are not fired up. And it is fire that moves the church. Brother Brown said, when you have a little fire, I have a little fire. This brother has a little fire. He said, by the time you come together, it will become a big fire. And demons will be cast out. May God help us. So, where the reflection of the word then is what?
It's
a reflecting. It's not complete, my brother. Alright. Well, the reflection of the word is what? A reflection of Messiah, which is the Holy Ghost among us. And that is why it's so important. Brother Bram said, without the Holy Ghost baptism in your soul, you can never understand this word. You may have the letter in your head. You may have those. And that's what we see many times. People have the quote right in their hand. But Brother Bram said, you knowing the Bible does not make you a Christian. You knowing the message does not make you a Christian. You can quote it and counter quote. Let us see your life. That is what matters. In fact, that's what the devil fear. It is that life of the word. If you are preaching the word and the life of the word is not inside, it will call your hand to what you are saying. See, that's why, as we are leaving the convention, they have labeled. They have spent. They have made us comfortable. The only thing we can do is to go out and be a true reflector, so that we can be like those people. Those people that came from America to Britain. When they had the news of the West Revival, and they wanted to know where the revival was taking place,
and
they just met a gentleman, a priest, When they saw him and they asked him, what did he tell them? He said, you have arrived. The revival is here. Can you go and tell people this is the convention standing in front of you? All that I have had is in my life. That is the greatest thing you can do. After this one. And that's the way you will be representing the Messiah. That people will see you. And say indeed. This person travels somewhere. And
he's
coming back different. When Moses went at the backside of the desert. He came back different. And we are supposed to go back different. That we have made the pillar of fire. I believe you have made the pillar of fire in this meeting. The pillar of fire is here. Not everybody is given the ability to see. Even it took time for the wife of the prophet to see.
But
God still permits him anyhow. Whether you see or not, the Bible said, blessed are they, as you heard it, who do not see, but believe. You are more blessed if you can believe that the pillar of fire is here. Because the prophet said, where the message is preached, it is entitled. The pillar of fire is here. And I believe it's here right now. If you have a problem, you can receive your healing. You can receive your deliverance. That's why I believe in full deliverance.
Not
by the message. Not for people to gather themselves together. We never hear that one from our prophet. Neither did the disciple gather. That's where they carry my name. And I'm not ashamed of that gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. So may you go out and be a representative, reflecting this precious word that has proceeded from anointed mouth. May God help you to carry it. And it become action in your life. And you go and do exploits. Because it is the Holy Ghost in our midst. All this thing you are doing, you are hearing, is the Holy Ghost talking to you. Amen. Amen. See, it said, which is the Holy Ghost among us? He is reflecting himself. Tries to. Wherever he can find a lamb that can look through. Know that God can look through you. God can use your body. He can use my body. Right now, the body that he has is your body and my body. Your eyes and my hands, my mouth and your mouth. That's what Christ is using now. That's why the prophet said Christ is now in our flesh. That is when he has full control of your life. Then you become a real reflector of the message of the hour. So
it
can look through you when your lamp is not smoked up.
With
creed and things, it can give you life through. That's what he wants to do. May God help us. So you can see The Messiah and the Word.
Messiah ati oro Olorun
is the same thing.
Okan na la nso.
And you have had a lot of emphasis in the morning.
E ti gbo opolopo atenumo laaro
about the importance of the Word of God.
Nipa bi oro Olorun se pataki to se ye bi
eto. That's your protection.
Abure niyan.
That was the protection of Israel.
Abo Israeli niyan.
And it's still our protection today.
Abo wa lo je loni.
When you can hide under that Word.
Nipa to ba le farapa won sabi oro na.
You are fully protected.
Ati dabu gbo papata
ni. Abraham said that word is the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, so when people are saying I'm covered by the blood, and you don't obey the Word of God, you are not covered. So you got to obey the Word. And that's why Brother Abraham said, don't come this far and say I believe. Even the devil is a believer.
Oh,
that's why you heard Cain was a believer.
When
God told them, go and build altar, did he refuse?
He didn't refuse.
Robert said he built a church. That's what some people are bragging about today. You won't carry that church and enter heaven. You better let your soul be converted.
And
Robert said you are not converted until you are filled with the Holy Ghost in your soul. You can pray for the sick, they will be healed. Judas did it.
Judas,
was he converted? That's not a sign you are a Christian. I pray for this, they are healed. And thank God there are so many we can testify. But it is not us that did it. So the glory goes to Christ.
Amen.
Some people are bragging on that.
I want comfort. I want go. I want go like a son. I want bad drive. I want son. I say bad. I want.
That's why one day.
Day Lord, you can.
Some group gather together.
I want back a courage.
Because a sister had a dream.
To the parable, because Lala.
Not in my church anyway.
Don't say any joke. You want.
And he saw himself where snake was about to attack her in the dream.
He
saw a force lifted her up. And she was worried.
Lazy damn okara.
How can I be flying in the head?
Ba mo se ma follow juju oju sama.
And he went to some people.
O si lo si.
And when he got to them.
Odo won kan godo do
won. Prophet.
Awon woli. Woli.
I am surprised.
O ya mi le.
Our prophet today in the message of the hour.
Woli was lo ninu oro Olorun to ni yi.
His witches they are catching.
They
never see anything good.
He's
always witch. Our prophet was not catching witches.
He
made them many places. Witches are so infinitesimal.
Is
under our feet. I will not be dealing with witches. But that's what they are having today. Sister Lagbaja is a witch. This brother, this is this. That's our prophet. May God help us to come back to the message so that we can have proper revival. What is a revival? Brother Brown said when a revival is happening, it always comes with a storm. And when it comes with a storm, what is the river doing?
It's
throwing all the dirty things, every worldly things, all of this, throwing them. Then in the night time, it becomes a reflector. It reflects the beauty of the sky. We need to reflect the beauty of Jesus Christ. That is when we believe the message. Until then, we have not believed. Sorry, you will keep quiet. I'm happy that you keep quiet. But if it is the word of God, you are supposed to say amen. Maybe you. Maybe you That is what it is. That's the kind of prophet you go to today. And you run down your pastors. Amen. I know very soon I will hear some things again. But I'm ready for it. Yes. The devil is never happy. And he must not be happy with me. When devil is happy with you, you are a compromiser. So that's why I'm so happy in this convention. Brother Sam, I'm so happy. If nothing happened, he didn't touch him. But this is a sign he has been touched. He has been touched in this conversion. People have been delivered. Go home in that strength. Amen.
Amen.
God's only provided place of worship.
Because you thought I'm going to say, what's going on here?
Let me see. God's only provided place of worship.
65:11-28
The prophet was talking in there of the reflectors.
You know,
you must know that a reflector does not reflect himself. A reflector reflects somebody. So it is not you that is to be projected. It is the life of Christ. That's why Apostle Paul can say, the life that I now live is not my own. If you are still living your life, something is wrong. Your nature must be changed. Amen.
Amen.
Paragraph 266.
Apapo gbolohun eji efa efa to telera.
All right. Robert said, now let us look at some that has been quickened.
Eje ka wo awon kan ta ti so da ye.
Into this house of God of their age.
Ile Olorun yi.
Brothers and sisters, this is our age.
Agbajo ti wa leleyi.
You must become a house of God.
O gbodo di ile Olorun Olodumare.
Reflecting his beauty.
Yo fi e wa aworan Christian faye ri.
Enoch.
Enoku.
That's number 1.
Any akoko niyan.
Robin said in 10 minutes we will go.
We was going near Isaiah my word and draw.
Okay, maybe God will help me.
Allah yo ra won lona lowo.
Amen.
Ami ami ami.
If you can just suffer that much longer.
Se ba sa le farada fun Isaiah my wasi.
The prophet said suffer. Sorry.
So quick I farada I ba
suffer
farada.
With me that much longer.
Farada I ba farada fun Isaiah my wasi.
I will soon release you.
Awon oni fun pe tu yin le ke ma lo.
Look.
Whoa.
Enoch was the living word of God of his age. He was a prophet. Do you believe Enoch was a prophet? And we have gotten a prophet today who God has used as a proper reflector. A true reflector does not add to the quality of the thing he reflects.
Oh, to fi aworan yan kan han ko fi o kon kun aworan to fi han.
We cannot preach message this message more than the prophet.
Ah, le so lo npa ro lo ju woli gan lo.
That is the correct reflector.
Aworan to to.
Many a times.
Opolopo gba.
We are. When I say we are, it doesn't mean that the word that is being preached is added.
Ko se pa fi kun.
But what is the addition?
Kini oro na close le
is the quantity of things in you.
Awon to wa nu re bo se po to ni.
As one is preaching.
Yeah, wa se wa soro
lo. It's not just the word that you are hearing.
Wo soro nkan le ngbo o.
The contamination in the life of that channel.
Ah, awon kan to di ona lo wo.
Mix with that word.
Wo lo fi lo kun lo fi ko oro na.
And that's why the prophet said.
Ide se wo li so pe
the hand
whoa
that wave The rod of God's judgment
must be placed.
It's not just what you are talking. The quantity of things in you goes with that word. And that's why you must purify yourself, because before you come and stand. That's why Brother Brown said, I don't come here just to be seen. Because I love you, I am here to tell you this truth. A prophet is God's reflector. How many knows that? The reflector doesn't reflect itself. Brother Brown says so many people are not getting to Christ because they are directing people to themselves. I am nothing. Any preacher is nothing. Christ is the main man. That's why in a local assembly, people have the local champion. I like this. I like that. It is wrong spirit in the church, and it must be condemned. You must love every channel. People don't like evangelists. You must love evangelists. If you don't have evangelists, you become rotten. God bless you, the evangelists. But people hate them. You must love them. You must receive their ministry. They are part of the process for the cleansing of the church. A reflector does not reflect itself. How many believe we are gold? Do you believe gold is a good reflector? But before it become a good reflector, there are some process that it has to pass. Robert said when the goldsmith starts beating it. He said he will continue to beat until he can see his reflection. And that's why messages has to come. Beat it here. Beat it here. And at the end, we will see the reflection of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Yes, bring it back. All right. So, we know a prophet. He doesn't reflect himself. That's why Brother Brown never projected himself. He didn't. See, the reflector isn't the reflection. Please move it.
Up.
See? Amen. Isn't the reflection? There has to be something strike the reflector to make it reflect. So a prophet is a chosen vessel. God cannot reflect nothing at all, but is in direct line with that reflection. God to reflect the image of Christ. So the preacher is doing all he can do. But what he wants to see is the beauty of Jesus Christ in the congregation. What are we reflecting today? Before you say, Pastor Israel, James has come. But I never go anywhere. I'm still here. But what are we reflecting today? That's why I said, go to the church. Watch their sisters. Then you can see the beauty of the church. What are we reflecting? We are not reflecting the image of Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
we
are just calling out
here. That's why I thank God when our brother was talking.
I want to do better.
Yes, people thought Christ. hurry beard like
this. Àwọn èèyàn rò pé pé Kristi gbé irun gbọ̀n bí tàfà.
It is written, it is also written.
Àti kọ́ àti ti kọ́ pé.
When people say his ear to the shoulder.
Nígbà táwọn sọ pé irun rẹ̀ déjìká.
Brother Abraham that said that is what the artistic people do.
Arákùnrin sọ pé àwọn tó ń yàwòrán iṣẹ́ wọn nìyẹn.
We have no record of that.
Ní àkọsílẹ̀ yẹn.
God bless you.
Ọlọ́run kún yín o.
So, God bless you.
Ọlọ́run kún yín o.
Then you must be a reflection of Jesus Christ.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ẹni tó fi àwòrán Kristi hàn.
And when we are talking of reflection of Jesus Christ, does not mean you must have hair like his hair.
Àwòrán Kristi kò dá pẹ́ láti irun náà kó déjìká.
You must have his characteristics.
Ìwà ìdánimọ̀ rẹ̀.
You must have his beauty.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ ní ẹwà Jésù. Ẹwà rẹ̀ lẹ gbọ́dọ̀ ní ìwà ìdánimọ̀ rẹ̀. La gbọ́dọ̀ rí ìgbésí ayé yín.
Amen. To reflect the image of Christ.
Láti fi àwòrán Kristi.
The word.
Ọ̀rọ̀ náà.
The word.
Ọ̀rọ̀ yóò.
This word you are hearing.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tẹ́ ń gbọ́ yìí.
You need to go out.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ jáde lọ.
And reflect it.
Tẹ́ fi àwòrán rẹ̀
hàn. Let people know you are coming from somewhere.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ káwọn èèyàn mọ̀ pé
ti. I have not gone to party. I have not gone to dances.
Mi ò lọ bí
jó. I am coming from a convention.
Mo ń gbọ́ lọ́jà
gbọ́dọ̀. And God has done something in my life.
Ọlọ́run ṣe nǹkan kan gbèsè ayé mi.
If you are sick, tell them God has healed me. I have prayed, God has answered my prayer. That's why. Brother Bram said, until you start confessing,
God
cannot do anything for you. Brother Bram said, you are a reflector. That is the reason the prophet had to eat the book.
Èdè tí wo lífi láti jẹ ìwé náà.
I know you know where that one is coming from.
Mo mọ̀ pé ẹmọ bí tẹ́lẹ̀ ti ń bọ̀ wá.
That's from the book of Revelation chapter 10.
Láti nú ìwé fi oríkẹ wá nìyẹn.
And then also in the book of Ezekiel.
Àti nú ìwé wòlíì Ezekiel.
It's the same vision they saw.
Ìran kan náà la méjèèjì rí.
And when they saw it.
Nígbà tí wọ́n rí.
They were commanded.
A pàṣẹ fún
wọn. To go and take that book.
Pé kán lọ mú ìwé náà.
And you know what is that book?
Ẹ̀sìn mọ tí ìwé jẹ́.
What is that book?
Kí ni ìwé náà?
It's the open book.
Ó jẹ́ ìwé tá a ṣí sílẹ̀.
Not in this form.
Kristi kò ṣe nípa ti ìwé tá a mú wá yìí. Ìwé kan tá a ṣí sílẹ̀.
Where God has given the explanation.
Níbi tí Ọlọ́run ti ṣe
àlàyé. Where God has given the revelation.
Ó ti fi ìfihàn náà wá.
To a man. The prophet. You must say what the tape say. And not only to say what the tape say.
Ó ṣe pa sọ tí
wọ́n. You must live the life of the tape.
Kò ṣe pa láti sọ tí wòlíì sọ nìkan ṣùgbọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ gbégbé ayé náà.
Ẹnikẹ́ni
lè sọ tó wù. Ṣùgbọ́n lè sọ.
Mo láti
gbégbé ayé Kristi wàhálà tó wà mẹ́nu.
When you say what the tape says.
Bí mo bá sọ tí òun ta gbà sílẹ̀ sọ.
That's why Brother Brand said.
Ìdílé tá a fi máa sọ pé.
Stop preaching me a sermon.
Má wàásù wàásù fún mi.
Leave me.
Gbé
ìlẹ̀ wàásù
fún mi.
Let me hear amen.
Ẹ jẹ́ ń gbọ́ àmì tó rin ilẹ̀ dòdò. Àmì tó rin ilẹ̀ dòdò.
You must do what the tape say.
If
your church don't believe in something,
no
member of that church must touch that thing.
Tó gbọ́dọ̀ fọwọ́ kan náà.
If you believe that, amen it.
So back gbagbo sami se.
Then you become a reflector.
Oh, wa di dingi o to fi kan.
That one na for pastor.
Eh yeah, I said tell you wa fun. Ko se fa wa.
Like I was talking one day.
Be mo se so lojo kan.
I put a quote.
Mo gbe ayoka kan kale.
Every church member.
Mo gbo mo ojo kan.
Must have a church home.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ ní ìjọ nílé ìjọ tí wọ́n tó jẹ́jọ tí wọ́n kò ṣe kẹ́ máa lọ láti jọ kan dékejì káàkiri káàkiri kẹ́ máa fòkiri.
Then somebody said, well, that's pastor's teaching.
Ẹ̀kọ́ olùṣọ́àgùtàn nìyẹn ló ń sọ yẹn.
These are the things you hear.
I want to go near.
Some of you have become evangelists. Some of you have become missionary. Where God has not called you. That's not the work of righteousness. That's foolishness. Robert said your pastor wants to see you on Sunday. If you will not be there, you let him know.
So for. Yo, ma.
Somebody will travel.
And he called Najo.
Pastor will not know.
Who's out to cinema?
And this is the person God will ask question about. Do you know the position of the pastor in the church? The pastor occupied two positions.
He put meji lo di mo.
Apart from the other one that you know.
Yato sami te ima.
Brother Abraham said, he is the husband of the church.
Oko Johnny, lolu sagu ta je. Wo loko ojo.
That's number 1.
Akoko niyan.
Number 2.
Ekeji
is the father of the church.
Baba ajo lo je o.
Even if you are older than him.
Mo ba ti dagba julo.
He is your father in the faith.
Baba re nu gbagbo lo je.
I know those are becoming so. And that's how to reflect the word of God.
To
become a reflection. Obedience to everyone. May God help you.
Robert
said you are a reflector. That's the reason the prophet had to eat the book. That is the reason he had to eat the scroll. He had to reflect that way for that age. And Brother Bram said, John was our type. So it is we as a bride that to eat up this book. Eat everything. Not me, I like this part. It must turn your belly. You know it's so sweet in the mouth. I believe the prophet. I believe in Malachi. That's a fine one. Let's see the lie. Become a reflector of this word. Notice Enoch. Notice Enoch. God's perfect reflector in time. When God was through with him, he just translated him. And Brother Abraham said that is our time. What was written about Enoch? When God said, do this, he does it. When God said, hey, Enoch's life said, hey. When everything, anything God says, he not blend with it. Until God becomes so fascinated, and said, this man will not taste them. And they took a walk one day. And that's the way the bride is going to be. A correct reflector of the message of the hour. Until one day, they will take a walk. May God account us worthy. You love the Lord. Let me try and round up. I've said I won't give you so much. Don't tempt me.
Am I down?
Amen. Well, let me say this. I know you should all are here now. Identification
64216.
Identification.
Idanimo.
64216.
Paragraph 60.
You see, all this one. Just know. If you are in him. If you are in his thoughts, before the foundation of
this
thing we are talking will not be a problem.
I want to say,
Those are the people he came to redeem.
And what he just wara kwada niyen.
That's why you should never compare yourself with anybody in the church. You should even know.
On
the account of St. Matthew chapter 13. You should not compare with anybody. Do you know that? That among the good ground, good soil, there are three categories. I know you know that. There is 30-fold. 30-fold. There is 60-fold. And there is 100-fold. If 100-fold will now be comparing with 60-fold. And say I am better than this. Is he not degrading himself? You must be aspiring to be high. Don't lure yourself. Don't lure your vision. You shouldn't compare. Even if you are a believer, there are categories. A cause for no comparison.
Go
I am better than this.
Ah,
I am better than this. That's carnality. By what God are you judging that?
Is
it by the word of God? When the prophet said, even to say whether a man has the Holy Ghost or not,
it's
not your right. There are at the same time, we will look at your fruit. So that you go and lock yourself. The prophet said, you. We know that. Then we must see your fruit. The fruit of your life. Exactly what you are. If the fruit is not of the Holy Ghost,
then
automatically you know where you stand. Alright. Brother Bram said, if he is a redeemer, he come and redeem. Is to pick up that which has fallen.
That's
to redeem back to a place where it was at the beginning. That's why, as far as we heard in the morning, that God does not behold any iniquity in Jacob. I hope you get it. That's why God is not worried. He is not worried. He knows the end of everything. It is you and me that worry. He
knows
what you are in him. You don't know that. And what you are in him is exactly what will be the end. So, but when you come to this time, many things will happen. But at the great, that's why Holy Ghost is needed. Brother Brian said, when you have that seal, when you have the seal, but before you have the seal, the inspector will go to work. What will he do? He will inspect that very thing to see whether everything is in position. So that once it is sealed, the journey of the road will never affect that. The trouble you are going to face in this life will not make you to break the word of God. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
So what it was at the beginning, so now we will pick up.
Please,
compress is small. It's like some of them is.
Would have any pay? I went back and what I did. I went back.
Okay. If you can't do it, let me just read a little question I want. Now, the little portion I want you to get is this. And if you are in the last book of life, you was the expression from his thoughts. Are you getting that?
So you are by you.
So, and the thought of God is eternal. So there is no fear
there.
If your name is there, those are the arguments we heard. That somebody said, you can have the Holy Ghost in your soul and not be in the rapture. I don't believe that. They came and teach it in my church.
And
I withstood it.
But
all this thing must be happening. Because in the early church, brethren were teaching those rubbish. Until we have Emmanuel and Philetus. What were they preaching? The resurrection has passed.
And
Brother Paul withstood them. And that's what will happen today. We will stand. Don't let anybody throw your faith away. When you are a soul, you are a candidate of heaven. You can't have Holy Ghost in your soul unless your name is in the Lamb Book of Life. You was the expression from his thoughts. He's seeing you and seeing your desire. Do you know that? That's why when it comes to Sister Ati choosing, God knows what Sister Ati will choose. God knows that Sister Ati was searching, was digging, and he said, alright, what is the you see? So, Ati right, choose the right thing.
Right, on your total.
His mind was not on money.
That's
why I don't expect our young brothers to go and join Yahoo.
Yahoo.
You want to make a million in one day.
Oh, family million.
And surprise your pastor.
Go one year, start to learn.
Pastor will condemn it.
Oh, Lusakto, Toto, you die, you are bad, let be.
That's why.
You know,
someone came to my house.
And you can watch the Lusakto.
He said, we just come to greet you.
Ola, Nikawa, Kim Delini.
Greet me.
Yeah, Kim Dele.
Waiting concern me and you.
Emilio, Ewolo, Kante, Eto, no, no, no.
They said, we just come to give you some things.
Oh, Nikaka, wa, Tyler, and
Kakawa. I know they carry bag of rice.
Yeah, I can't do a bag of rice.
I said, before I open my eyes.
We need to let you make pare.
Kiakuwa, in the name of the Lord.
Kopare, Kopora, Yonko, Jesu.
Because I never eat rice. I never eat spaghetti.
I meal just spaghetti.
All this crate of malt you are bringing to
I
me.
Go
to hell with your money.
No sorrow, quite by the way.
You can't surprise anybody.
Oh, monsieur.
Even if I don't have money to buy rice, I will take gari.
Woman, mugari, you will run over a resi. Woman,
Yahoo boys.
I want more Korean Yahoo.
May God deliver any one of you.
Hey, can you talk about
Niger Belt? Niger Belt.
Niger Belt.
Those are the things the young men are doing today.
What are
young men? They want to make it. That's not how to make it. The only way you make it is to have the Holy Ghost in your soul. That is a prosperous somebody. That's the person that has good successes. You, some of you girls,
I've
watched some of them make their confession. Because now they are dying. They had to come out and be confessing. And ask people to be praying for them.
When
they are going into
this,
why didn't they seek for counseling? When you have gone to yoke yourself with the devil, you will now want to take a shortcut.
It will
deal with you squarely. So the best
thing
to go to his territory.
So man,
before the foundation of the earth, I've seen you and I've seen your desire. That's why it is not new to God. God knew what Atterite is going to go for. But I want to tell you, if Sister Edith was a Cana sister, that is a day they will never greet one another.
Arabian Edith.
Sister Edith, we say.
Arabian Edith, you so quick.
Can you see opportunity?
For me to be healed.
My sister never talked of my
healing. But
that sister was Holy Ghost filled.
Arabian Edith, ma.
I mean, you don't believe. I will show you quotes of what the prophet said about her. And that's why I never bother her. You know, whether she's healed, she will still die. But that eternal life given to those boys has no end.
All right.
Let me be quick now. So you see,
Sherry,
the early apostles,
our apostles, it is Saju.
They became a reflector.
What did Jinki or
you know when Christ died? Christ is not a showman.
Christ is a carry me.
He's a humble man.
Any relenuje.
And if you reflect him,
to basi fi awuro
you will be a humble man.
Ogono jeni rele.
That was why
Dure.
Christ knew all that they were doing. When they bribed the soldiers.
Oh,
you know the church bribed. And when the soldiers were afraid, they assured the soldiers.
Won fi da won loju.
We settle that. Christ knew all those things. But his eye is somewhere. And I tell you the message of the hours, the eyes of God is somewhere. And that spot will be reached. One of these days. May you never be found wanting. So when these people, they were ignorant and unlearned. They didn't know how to sign their name. But the scripture said they have been with Christ. They have been with Christ. And they became a reflector. Do you know one thing? That man at the gate, beautiful, was there when Christ was alive. But it was not the duty of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He was there, the prophet said so. He was there. Jesus will pass him. He said, don't worry, you are coming to receive your healing. It is the ministry of the reflector. It is our ministry today. If we are true reflector, to cast out demons. And that's why people will address press conference. But Jesus never moved. He knew. Because he has already. So he said, well, if I give testimony of myself, my testimony is correct. But also, he didn't want to break the scripture. He said, you don't give just a testimony of yourself. A testimony that is given about you by another person. That is the real testimony. And it is the bride of that day that are to carry the testimony. And when they want to get beautiful, you know the story. And that man was healed because of the healing. What do the Pharisees, the problem they had with Jesus Christ was healing on Sunday. I mean, on Saturday. Healing. Until somebody was raised from death, they want to kill him.
So,
what they have done to the master, it must pass through the reflector. And that's why they have to confront them. But that never moved them. The boldness was there. And that's what we are praying for today. God, give us boldness to stand by this message.
But
don't you worry. It will come one of these days. What happened in Acts of the Holy Spirit in chapter 4 is going to repeat again. No, immediately they have it.
Lord, that was the
chapter 5.
Lori canon
became possible. You know chapter 5.
When
they went and locked them up.
Nigba to won lo ti awon mo eyin mo ye
awon apostle. You can't catch the bride.
O le mu ya
wo ti si. Once the anointing come down.
Ti so kale ba si de o le de mo le. Wo jade dada ni.
That's why you must try.
Yeah, o lati
to be one of them.
Yeah, ju lati jo kan ara
won. True reflector.
Ko je digi to to. Si awon Olorun to ni.
God bless.
Olorun ko yin.
Brother Abraham said,
Rakubabe,
in the images of Christ,
you know, I want Christi.
He said, you can explain.
I said
that
Kubabe,
the people that cry,
I want to Christi,
the people I want that cry,
okay,
and turn the other cheek,
are
just the old
fashioned.
But that is the man that is reflecting
Christ
in his life. A man that is humble. A man that will walk with God. Act like Christ. God bless you. I will stop at this point. God bless you. As we leave the convention, may God help us to be a true reflection of what we say we believe. Never to be a make believer, but the true believer. Everything that you have heard, accumulate them together. They are the truth.
Live
by them. And they will be a blessing to you.
They
will be a light as you pass through this world. God bless your soul. Amen. I think you will take this song with me. I know. We will just take the chorus. May my life
be
a stepping stone for them. As we are going, may our life
be
a stepping stone for others. God be with you. God protect you. If there is another conversion, may you and me come back with wonderful testimony to the glory of the living God. I just want the chorus.
May
my life be a stepping stone for them. Oh yes. May they not see my Christ living. Glory. precious.
Suffering of God abounds. A time came that God was fed up. A time came that God said, enough is enough. We all know that this is the end of the world. Even Muslims are saying it. Newscasters are saying it. But they don't know what to do. We know. And we know what to do. Because he has told us what to do. He has told us how not to miss it. He has told us what to do to prepare. And be made ready for the 0 hour. There is not going to be any other announcement. There is not going to be any other thing that is going to happen than one of these days. The 0 hour will strike. And events are going to transpire rapidly. We have seen enough to know that the end is here. We have seen enough to know that time is no longer. We have seen enough. As many as are part of this journey, enough warning has been given. Enough signs have been shown. God have displayed enough of his power.
Ọlọ́run ti fi agbára rẹ̀ tó tó hàn.
I know Jehovah has done so much in this convention.
Jehovah ti sọ pọlọpọ iṣẹ́ ribiribi nínú àgbájọ yìí.
As he normally do.
Bó ṣe máa ń ṣe.
If we have to stand to give testimonies of the things that happen in past conventions, which those testimonies many times they are sent across, or maybe when you meet the people they will begin to say it, only God has the full record of things that do happen when we gather in this convention. When a day of testimony is coming, when we'll assemble at his feet, we'll have enough time to listen to everybody's testimonies. But my brother and my sister, let no one be an escort. Brother Paul said, if only in this life we have hope, then we have all men most miserable. And if Judas is existing anywhere, who is not sincere, who played church, who think he can put one hand on the word and then put one hand on Christ. Christ knows everyone. He knows his own. He's working on his own. And he will perfect all that concerns them. I want to believe that you are one of them. By the grace of God, I am one of them. One of these days will not have opportunity for convention again. Only God knows whether this is the last one. Because his coming is imminent. We are interested in his coming than anything this world can give to us. We are interested in his coming. We must be ready to meet him anytime. All that any of us may need at this time is a help of faith to retain the blessings that God has given to each one. Because whether God has given us blessings, that is not in doubt. He has given us blessings. He has delivered. He has set free. He has filled with the Holy Ghost. He has cleared doubts. He has straightened people's paths. He has healed. He has done so much. What is needed is faith to retain the blessings. Because the prophet said, the faith that you need to claim this in, unbelief can also remove it. Unbelief can make you to lose it. So you need that abiding faith to retain the blessing and enjoy it all the days of your life. If there be somebody somewhere that just want more faith of God to be able to enjoy the blessings, to retain the blessings and enjoy it until Christ comes, you just lift up your hand to him and say, God, just help my faith. Help my unbelief. Help me to retain these blessings. You can't be in his presence all this number of services and something has not happened. As long as you are part of it, something has happened. Something has taken place. Something has been done in your life. All you have need of now is the faith to retain that blessing and enjoy it to the glory of God and for your own benefit. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we bring our thanksgiving unto you for making this convention possible and for making us to be alive to enjoy the blessings. We thank you very much for your servants that you used, who have found favor in your sight, to yield themselves unto you to ask you what will have them to speak to your people. And Lord, the outcome has shown us that they met with you, and you met with them, and you spoke to their heart, and you inspired them, and you anointed them, and they spoke your word, and it has accomplished its purpose. We are so grateful unto you. Dear Jesus, these blessings that you have blessed us in abundance, the enemy is going to be looking at every opportunity he can get to see whose blessing he can jack. May he never succeed, Heavenly Father. Give faith enough to your people to retain these blessings, to enjoy this blessing. Lord, to proclaim your victory everywhere they go. May their testimony never go down. Day by day, may their testimony be positive, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just ask, O living God, that your glory that have been spoken into the life of your people, we continue to shine forth, Heavenly Father. May no one's light ever be darkened, Heavenly Father. We pray, dear God, that you will take your people from glory unto glory. May you bless their homes. May you bless their life. May you bless their children. May you bless their businesses. Any family that is not in line, that is in chaos, may you straighten them, Heavenly Father. May you intervene in their matter. I pray, dear Almighty God, that Lord Jesus, every businesses that have collapsed, may they resurrect, Heavenly Father. Oh God, day by day, may they shine forth your testimony. Thank you, dear Father. The vessels you have used, both to preach, to interpret, to lead songs, to officiate, Lord, to play instruments, to do whatsoever, and those who stay at some corners, praying. Perhaps some people were led to fast for these conventions. Dear Almighty God, every little effort, you take record of every bit of them. May you reward your people, Heavenly Father. Those who put their hand deep in their pocket and brought out resources to make sure that everything go well in this convention, may you bless them abundantly, Lord. May they never lose their reward. I pray, Heavenly Father, when you come for your jewels, may none of them be found wanting, Heavenly Father. May you return back to them a millionfold, dear God. Let it be, eternal Father. Thank you for some of your children that have already traveled. The rest of us that will be those that will be traveling in the morning, whether to long journey or to far or to short places, may your presence go with them. Our prophet said that there is no distance too short that the enemy cannot wreak havoc. May you be the protection of your people. You have done that all these years. You remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. May you go with your people. As you are with your people in the wilderness, Lord, by the pillar of fire by night and pillar of cloud by day, may you watch over your people also. Thank you, dear Father. We worship you. Our desire is that, if possible, at the breaking of the day tomorrow, let the rapture take place. But Lord, that is in your hands. Because this world is getting chaotic, and Lord, the bride is saying with the Spirit, come, Lord Jesus. Master Jesus, we pray, Lord, if we are still here by next year, and Lord, maybe the last member of the elect is here to come in, and we'll have another opportunity, we pray you remove every obstacle. May you furnish the audience once again. May you specially invite your servant again. May you anoint them, dear Father. Lord Jesus, we just ask, oh God, that while we are waiting for your coming, may we continue to reflect you, dear Father. In the places that you have put us, in our business places, in our places of work, in our neighborhood where we live, in our different local assemblies, may we be a true reflector of this world, dear God. Grant it, dear Almighty Father. Just as it has been read and your servant emphasized, may all see, oh God, our light shining forth, that it might give glory unto you, our Father. Let it be, eternal God. Blessed be your wonderful name. Oh Lord, we thank you. We worship you. We appreciate you. We give you all the glory. Oh God, our precious brother Jide, Lord, that we have prayed for, we'll continue to pray for him. Our lives are in your hands. Your prophet have told us that until the time you are allotted to a man is complete here, nothing takes him. That is why several people in the time of the prophet that were given days, some are given hours. Even our prophet was even one time given some few minutes to live. But he lived many years after that, because he has a purpose that you have brought him here on the earth to fulfill. Dear God, the purpose for which you bring our brother, we know he cannot be defeated. Until that purpose is accomplished, there is no cancer that can take his life. We present him unto you at this hour. May the pillar of fire stand by him, O living God.
Amen.
Pass through his system. Let there be a miracle, dear Father. Reverse every works of the enemy. What the enemy has eaten through that, may you give him a new one, Heavenly Father. By extension, as many as are sick and afflicted among your children in different places, be they in hospital or in their homes, wherever they are, may the pillar of fire pay them a special visit, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the prayers of your people, for your servant, the host pastor here. We are grateful unto you for all you have done. May you be his strength.
Amen.
May you perfect all that concerns him.
Amen.
In his old age, may you give him joy and gladness, dear Father.
Amen.
We pray, dear Almighty God, that Lord, he will not spend his old age in sicknesses and affliction, Lord.
Amen.
Give him good and perfect and heavenly Father.
Amen.
As he desires to serve you more, may you grant the desires of his heart.
Amen.
Thank you, eternal Father.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be your wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
We are grateful and we are thankful.
Man.
May your name be glorified.
Man.
Give us a wonderful night rest.
Man.
In the morning where we will gather for the last morning devotion to give thanks and praises unto you, may you quicken our mortal body.
Yes.
Those that have to go early because they are going very far places, may you go with them, Lord.
Man.
Thank you, eternal Father.
Man.
Bless our food that we are to eat.
Man.
And the water we will drink.
Man.
May it rest well in our system.
Man.
Thank you, Father.
Man.
Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. You could please be seated a while. God bless you. God bless you. A sister sent me a message that gave a testimony in the morning. When she spoke with, I think, her sister, she was giving some few more details that she needs to correct. She did not lie. She only say what was her understanding as at the time of giving the testimony. She says, Shalom to your souls. I know I will not be given an opportunity to make this correction myself. It's about the testimony I gave this morning. The people were actually kidnapped. And there were traces of blood spills on the site of the incident before my sister's vehicle arrived at the scene. Not that the people were killed. She told me after the testimony had been said. She said, please kindly help me correct it. So it has been corrected. Our sister is not a liar.
Yeah,
she only said what she knew as at that time. God bless you. Even if you don't have opportunity to even say it like this, as long as it was not your intention to come and lie, God atones for those things. For sure. God bless you richly. We bless the name of the Lord for the great things that he has done.
It's
been so wonderful. The problem we used to have is when we come to the time of ending the convention. Because when we see the blessings climbing, we don't want it to end. We desire that, if it's possible, to have a full week. So that we can just stay. And you said? Definitely, God will help us. If you are saying, yeah, God will help us, God will make it happen. Yes. You might know, our problem has been maybe the venue. We
still
went to see such if we can get a better venue than this.
We are
people will still be more comfortable. We have done that search everywhere, nook and corner. We have not gotten one yet. And we did so many things to make sure that things are in order here.
So
you know, this man called
Satan.
is the enemy of God
and
God's children.
Anywhere
anything good is happening,
he
is not happy. Especially when you press him so much. As the meeting was going, all of us are witnesses here. He got to a time he couldn't bear it further. Blew one something there. It was the effect of that blowing that is affecting the thing till the beginning of the service. When there was NEPA that entered
the
effect is still here. But he has failed. Because what he wanted to achieve is that we should stop these services. This thing is getting it too much.
Just
scatter all my kingdom feeling. What is
happening?
Unfortunately, he has failed. He will continue to fail. Until we fail for the last time. The Lord bless you. Tomorrow morning, we'll be having the morning devotion between 5:30 and 7 o'clock. If you have a testimony, not testimony, prayer request, not stories. Sometimes when we finish convention, there was a time I was taking the morning devotion all alone. And in the morning like this, I will have about 60 requests here. Different epistles. Epistles to the people that will be praying. Sometimes I look at some of the requests. Was this person in these meetings?
Say anyone who a day gone.
Because what he's still talking about is that God will do it. So it means that you did not even understand all that has been preached. That God has done it. So sometimes I don't see what the person. So to even read them out sometimes, it wearies me. May we not be forgetful
hearers.
The prophet said, until you confess something that God has done it, it's never yours yet. The language of Satan is future. Yes, that's how we continue like that until that's the system of Satan.
May the
Lord be our help. Oh, say, what about the one I've already written? I don't know. If it's in your hand, write it according to faith.
Give
to the officer this evening. The minister that will take the request. He has 90 minutes. For opening prayer, for the songs, for the reading of the scripture, for the few words of exhortation, and for the prayer request, and for the closing. So he will do it as he's led within the 90 minutes. As we decamp, kindly remember to pick anything that is yours. Every year, people used to call. I was in so-so-so hall. So-so-so room. Please help me go and check. If so-so-so thing is there. We live about 1 hour drive away from here. So we'll drive 1 hour to go and check charger. Drive 1 hour to come and see whether you left your handkerchief. Consider it. For your information, this school doesn't belong to us. the time that we rented it for expires tomorrow morning.
We
hand over the keys to them.
After that, we don't
have access to the room. So anything that is yours, speak it before you go. May the Lord be our help. The mattress you used to sleep, wouldn't it? When one is missing, we'll buy another one. So, not to worsen situations. Please make sure you return it the way you collect it. Follow instructions. And make sure that the mattresses is staying where it's safe for the people that
will
gather it.
God bless you.
Don't go with the key to your room or whatsoever. Leave it behind. Hand them over the way you collect it. The Lord will bless you. I announced money that was lost in the morning. Two people have met me that they lost money. Unfortunately, the amount is different. The notes are different. One person, the note dovetail, but the amount was different. So, if nobody finally has that money at the end of the day,
it
will enter inside the offering. And the Lord will bless the person. Brother Shekun Adedeji from Ikorodu, send greetings. God bless you. I say God bless you. Did you enjoy the meeting? This has been coming to my heart since
a
couple years back. A sister told me that when they were coming for the convention, that the husband has not been working for a long time, and they have been pursuing work. Say, as they enter Ibadan for the convention, they got a call for the contract, which they got. The next year following, as they were entering Ibadan also for the convention, also they also called. The same thing that happened last year also happened that year. We do have several of those testimonies that we get several times. Only that we don't have time to compile them and come and release them. That's why we know that when people gather like this and God begin to deal with the people, so many things happen. But sometimes it's good that we come and show appreciation. Because Jesus said, 10 people were healed. Only one person came back to give appreciation. If you find out that God do something for you, Jesus just spoke to those ones. Go and wash. As they were going, they just see. One of them turned back. The others went their way. They took it as normal thing. Make a call. Send text message. When Sisoso Samuel was going on, this happened to me. At this service, this happened to me. We'll send those testimonies to the preachers. It will strengthen them. It will encourage them. God richly bless you. I say God richly bless you. Once again, we want to appreciate the ministers on behalf of the host pastors. First of all, those who could not preach, we are very sorry that there is no time for it. We all know that it's because time is not sufficient. Not that anybody's gift is relegated, but because of time. Secondly, also God decides everything each time. So, since we are mature Christians, God's servants You understand these things. God bless you richly. For those that were privileged to minister, we want to say that we enjoy your ministrations. God richly bless you. We desire that the Lord will be with you and yet lead you higher and higher.
And
make you greater blessing the next time. Thank you so much and God bless you richly. And I also want to say this. I appreciate the compliments made by some ministers. One came to Jesus one time.
Say,
good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, for the first thing you said, no man is good except God. One time, a brother stood on the pulpit and passed some plenty compliments about Brother Abraham. When Brother Abraham came to the man, he said to take the grace of God to make a man to live like that. If anything good will come out from anybody, it has to take God's grace, if you take this word, if you take the Holy Spirit, the prayers of the saints to accomplish it. So as you pray for each other, see more of God's glory. God bless you richly.
God
bless you. Now we have to leave. We will have actually, this is the service we will have actually take to dance, but we have to leave because the dining is waiting for us. Yet we are asked not to be night marauders. You that want to drive tomorrow, go to bed on time. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Sleep on time. Don't do meetings till 2 a.m. And then you are dozing on the
steering.
May the Lord be our help. Shall we rise? We find many people who can't understand why we are so happy at 1:30. We've crossed over Jordan together, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, hallelujah.
Happy day, happy day, happy day. Oh, is always by my side. A very big God, oh, by my side.
I am a very big God, oh, he's always by my side.
A very big God, oh,
oh, oh, yes, by my side.
What the Lord.
Thank you.